Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning with some information that we've passed along before but you may have missed or forgotten, and some new information as well, Deborah Dobbs, the president and founder of the SPCA of East Texas. Good morning, Deborah. As always, great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Deborah, a little bit of history, your mission, why you are in business, SPCA East Texas.
Well, we became aware of a situation in our community now almost a decade ago with a lack of local shelters and services for animals, homeless animals, in the community. Our city and our county were without a shelter. In about 2006 is when I got involved in studying the problem and volunteering. And by 2009, I had taken steps to begin applying for a 501c3 status and start the SPCA. So next year, in 2020, I can't even say that,
okay.
we'll be 10 years old. So we have in 10 years established a number of programs, and we've also witnessed the city and the county open and begin operating their own shelters, which is incredibly good for our community.
Mm-hmm. Now, the actual mission and purpose of the SPCA, there are other agencies and, of course, the clinics, but shelters that you just mentioned. Tell us a little bit more about exactly what it is you take responsibility for and how that differentiates you from the other agencies in the community, including the Humane Society's Pets for People, and yet how you collaborate with them at the same time.
I think our mission is all very much the same. Pets for People, formerly the Humane Society, is where I got my start. They've been around for a long, long time, and they've done incredible work. However, the need and the strain on local rescues is just so, so very high, and there was a need for other groups to form, and we all are on team dog, I like to say. We're on team dog. So if you work with animals at all, you are, I'm sure, aware of Pets for People and the SPCA of East Texas, but there are several other groups in town. Nicholas Pet Haven, Forgiving Hearts out of Lindale, that do great work. We're all in this together, and we're all in this because there's so many homeless pets.
Mm-hmm. So you all collaborate, you're all needed, but each of you has just a little bit of a different approach, a little bit of a different purpose to really just being kind to animals, as the old saying goes. And how do you do that? Let's start off by talking about where your headquarters is located. The Adoption Center, 4517 Old Bullard Road, across the street from Dillard's in Broadway Square Mall. What happens at the Adoption Center?
That is our little gym. We're so proud of the renovation that we were able to do on that location a couple years ago now. We are right behind Dillard's, like you said, on Old Bullard Road, and we're open 6 days a week over there. It serves as more of a business office during the week. There are animals there almost every day, but our fosters bring them out on Saturdays, and we put about a fourth of our animal foster population into the center on Saturdays for the public to meet. So foster moms and dads get their mother and dad's day out. They drop their foster baby off for the day, and the fosters meet and greet the public and possibly get adopted. During the week, you can arrange a scheduled meet and greet with a specific pet, but the volume of animals are shown on Saturdays.
Okay. And the foster program, as I hesitate to use the term as opposed to, because it all works together, but let's differentiate fostering. It's kind of like with fostering and adopting kids. Foster homes are temporary homes for pets, and then you get into the adoption, which means the forever families, as we like to call them. Is that right?
That's correct. Our foster program is our lifeline. It is the reason we're able to save lives every day, and with each new foster family, you increase our ability to save lives. So we try to provide a support network. We have a private Facebook page for all our fosters to share and ask questions of each other. We provide all of the supplies, the veterinary care. What you provide is the loving environment, and you begin working with this animal on maybe a particular need. For example, teaching it to walk on a leash or teaching it to sit for a treat, which are basic things and certainly not required. But those are the things we like our fosters to get involved in, besides the belly rubs and snuggling on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important too.
Absolutely.
Deborah Dobbs joining us this morning on In Focus. Deborah is the president and founder of the SPCA of East Texas. I'm John Sims. And I want to point folks to some contact information. We mentioned that your main office or adoption office is at 4517 Old Bullard, across from Dillard's or behind Dillard's, depending on terminology you want to use. Phone number is 903-596-SPCA. I like those phone numbers that are easy to remember. If you like numbers better, it's 596-7722. And I see another number on here, 903-707-2088, or is that a fax number? Or?
That must be our fax number, John.
Okay. Well, if you want to fax something, and I had to fax something just the other day. Doesn't
we
happen that much anymore.
We still have people doing that, yes.
Okay. SPCA at spcaeasttx.com, and the website is spcaeasttx.com, and if you go on there, you'll find a lot of information, and of course, all the attendant social media that are so important to you and your mission and to so many other people that really have chosen to communicate that way in this day and age. Hours of the adoption office, Tuesday through Friday, I have 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, 10 to 4, if I have that correct. The Snippet Clinic, that's your other clinic, and that is for spaying and neutering. And we need to talk about how important spaying and neutering are. That's going to be at 3405 East Northeast Loop 323 in Tyler, near Highway 271. If you don't feel like zapping out your Google Map or MapQuest or GPS device, what happens at the Snippet Clinic and why is it so important?
It is probably the number one solution to overpopulation in communities. And so we are very, very proud of our Snippet Clinic. It's only been open since 2014, but we've already done over 25,000 surgeries. The team there work very, very hard. They start before daylight and they go home at dinner time, but they work 4 days a week doing multiple surgeries on dogs and cats. We only provide spay and neuter services in our surgery suite. We don't provide full service surgical and emergency care. That would be for a private veterinarian, for example, a broken leg or a cold or some sort of an infection. What we do provide in addition to our surgery is our wellness clinic, which is open Tuesday, Thursday, and first and third Saturdays. And that is a walk-in clinic where you can receive low-cost vaccinations, heartworm prevention, flea and tick prevention. We can test your dog for heartworms, which is such an important thing in Texas. Up north, they don't have this problem with their animals. They don't even know what I'm talking about sometimes when I speak to people from the north. But when you move to Texas, the mosquitoes are as big as our cars, and mm-hmm. heartworms are a fatal disease. It's mosquito-borne, and it only takes one mosquito to infect your animal. So prevention of heartworms is so very important, and we can do that very affordably at our wellness clinic. But that's primarily our focus, is preventative care and prevention of unwanted litters.
Okay, and that all happens at the Snippet Clinic, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, spaying and neutering, and we're getting into the ongoing and troublesome issue of overpopulation of dogs and cats, loose stray animals running around foraging, something we've been hearing about for years and years and years. And I know the Pets for People and you and the other agencies, the city and the county, have had their hands full for a long, long time trying to deal with this problem. Overpopulation, you do a lot to prevent that by spaying or neutering your animals. So you really do encourage people to make sure that's done.
Absolutely. And so many times we hear, well, I only let the dog out briefly for a break, or I never let my dog outside without being on a leash, but it only takes a second. And these animals can travel great distances, climb fences, dig under fences to get to each other. So it's important that you spay and neuter your animal, and especially if you don't want that 10, 12 puppies that you then have to deal with. And puppies are precious, and we love puppies, but we have too many in East Texas, which results in the high volume of euthanasia and or stray population.
Mm-hmm. Snippet Spay and Neuter Clinic under the auspices of the SPCA of East Texas. Again, East Northeast Loop 323 near Highway 271. You can call 903-592-7705. For emailing, it's snippet at spcaeastx.com. Snippet Clinic, again, open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But it says on your website the hours vary, so there's a place you can click on for the schedule, and that is spcaeastx.com/wellness-clinics. And no appointment is necessary, but I guess you want to try and get there as early as you can, because I'm sure it can get pretty crowded sometimes. A lot of people do get the message and do get make sure their animals are spayed and neutered. That's the good news.
It is, John. And our wellness clinic has been very popular, and there is sometimes a wait. What we try to do is encourage you to come with your pet, sign in early, and then perhaps you can go outside, walk around, and we will text you or come outside and get you, so you can not be in the crowded lobby too very long. But yes, the wait can sometimes be up to an hour, hour and a half. But we get you in and out as quickly as possible, and we do save you quite a bit of costs. Surgery is by appointment, and so if you'll call that number, you can schedule your surgery within about a week.
Okay, 903-592-7705 is the number, by the way. As we visit with Deborah Dobbs, president and founder of the SPCA of East Texas, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Before we move on, I wanted to kind of fill in some blanks here, if you will. If you go to that website, spcaeastx.com, you'll see the mission of the SPCA of East Texas. And I always like to read this. It's to improve the lives of animals, alleviate their suffering, and elevate their status in society. And then there's a list of bullets about how animals enrich our lives. You try to inspire responsibility for animals, of course, promote spay-neuter practices, strengthen those city and county relationships, be responsive to changing community needs, and things do change. And we're going to get to one of the big changes, a new dog park in just a few minutes, and then enlist the confidence of donors, volunteers, and the community. You got to have that, and we'll tell you a little bit later how to donate and how to volunteer. I said just a few minutes. It's more like 1 minute. We're going to get to this right now. The newest wrinkle in your operation, I guess. Only open since last summer. Open since the last time you came by to visit with us on In Focus. Bossert Bark Park at 3393 West Grande in Tyler. It's on the Grande Extension between Old Noonday Road and Highway 155. What's going on there? How have things been going over the last few months since you opened that up?
Well, Mother Nature has been raining, as you all know, quite a bit. So we've been doing a lot of additional dirt work and erosion control, trying to make sure that the park is nice and serviceable by spring. But the weather is erratic, and we've had some beautiful days, and we've had some good attendance at the dog park. We created an area where small dogs and large dogs could run freely off-leash in a safe setting, and intermingle with other dogs and other people. It's such a beautiful place out there. If you haven't visited, it's a nature oasis in the middle of Tyler. There are birds and wildlife and trees and a huge pond. And I find it to be a very serene place, even with dogs romping around. So I encourage everyone to take a drive out with your with a picnic lunch and just enjoy it. It's free of charge. We're open to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you can come out 7 days a week, pretty much 365 days a year.
Okay. 8 acres of fenced dog park. Admission is free. And you have separate small and large dog areas, small meaning 30 pounds or less. I guess you have to put your dog on the scale before you know which park to, which part of the park to send your dog to. But that's, I guess, better for smaller dogs to be interacting with one another, and same with the larger dogs.
It is. Everyone's responsible for being a good steward of their animal and making sure that their animal is exercising good manners. But it's been amazing to see large groups of animals that are meeting for the first time romping and playing and chasing each other around. And we have had very few incidents out there, but everyone is responsible for their pet. So yes, we try to separate the big boys from the little girls and the little girls from the big boys. And so you can When you enter the park, you can find the right park for the day that's open. We alternate so the grass can grow and be nice and thick in the spring.
Oh, okay.
So there's two large parks and two small parks, and they're on a rotation. But you can go in, and there's picnic benches and shade, and there's some lovely groves of trees. We have water fountains for the humans and water fountains for the dogs.
Yeah.
So there's some facilities in place out there. And we just encourage everyone to come out and enjoy it in whatever manner, even if it's just to read a book.
Mm-hmm. And come out where? Why? Come out to Bossert Bark Park, 3309 West Grande and Tyler, between Old Noonday Road and Highway 155, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, and admission is free. As we continue to visit with Deborah Dobbs of the SPCA of East Texas, another good opportunity to get out some contact information. If you want to give them a call, it's 903-596-SPCA. Call a snippet spay neuter clinic. It's 903-592-7705, and lots of information on the website spcaeastx.com. Something real important here, and maybe no more or less important than anything else we're going to talk about today. We do want to make sure we include your rescue and rehoming hotline. And this is where we, I guess, get into the nitty-gritty of rescuing these animals and making sure that they are well taken care of through what have you, foster homes, preferably adoption, just anything you can do to help them out.
Absolutely. These are animals that are either going to live out their lives as a stray in our county, in a rural setting, and perhaps even have a very sad fate, or it's animals that have been picked up by our local animal control services and are living in shelters. So we do take calls every day from people all around East Texas that have come upon an animal or a litter of puppies, and they were not planning on these animals. These were either dumped or abandoned in their area, and so they feel like they need to do the right thing and reach out, and we appreciate that. All of the rescues get these calls, and all of us do what we can. There's just not enough of us, and there's too many animals. So operating this hotline is a way to get the word out. It's a way for us to continue to assist the city and county and keep their numbers down. And so you can call us and leave a message or go to our website to report these situations of either an unwanted or stray animal or an animal that you feel is being neglected or mistreated in some way.
Mm-hmm. That's just the main number there, 903-596-SPCA, or just go to the website and use that to make a contact electronically.
That's correct,
John. If you like, of course. And also social media, Facebook, and everything else is on there as well. You're helping surrounding counties that have no animal control services or shelter. I'm going to go ahead and read off the list. There's about eight of them here. Smith, Wood, Cherokee, Rusk, Upshur, Henderson, Anderson, and Camp. So you're busy not only in Smith County, but in some of the counties around the area as well.
That's correct. And, of course, we try to take care of our home backyard every day, and we do in some ways, but we also feel so badly for these more rural counties that are without anyone to call. So we've expanded our circle out to the counties that surround us now. The SPCA in Dallas will come as far as Van Zandt County, but they're counties of service stop at Van Zandt. So
By the way, if you live in that area of Van Zandt County and you're listening today, that would be your local SPCA, the Dallas SPCA?
That's correct.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as well, but go ahead.
Absolutely. So from the Smith County line at Van Zandt County East, we try to be available to those that call us north and south of Smith, as well as to the east. Gregg County and Longview do a really good job of taking care of their own, so we don't find ourselves having to take care of animals in Gregg County, but the counties that surround us and touch us in all directions have no animal control, which is staggering and astounding, but budgets are budgets, so yeah. We have to do what we can.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there's a story that happened just a few days ago out of Hawkins, Texas. It involved 75 dogs at a single residence, and I understand you had a TV crew out there. The TV crew members were shocked at what they saw. Tell us a little bit about what happened there and just in the days since, how you're trying to deal with it.
This was a situation where a very well-intended gentleman had begun taking in animals that were strays or unwanted wandering the streets, which we have all seen in East Texas. He lives in the city limits of Hawkins. And in January, Hawkins got a new police chief. And that police chief became aware of the situation and said, we cannot have this. This has got to be dealt with. And so he began reaching out. A group out of Dallas came down and took 15 animals. And the next day, we arrived on the scene and began assessing and relocating the remaining animals. So there were an additional 60 that needed to be relocated. At the time, we were all under the impression there were 48. So we were shocked to learn that there were some quite a few more animals than the gentleman even realized. He had basically turned his entire property, including his home and his yard, over to the animals, was sleeping in the top bunk of a bunk bed, and the animals ran the place. He gave most of his income to feeding and caring for these animals. So he had gotten in way over his head. And a new Hawkins Police Chief Manfred Gilo, who's only been in office now about 90 days, has begun working with us and other rescues to resolve this situation. There are still 18 animals in Hawkins in a temporary facility. Those are full-grown huskies, and we're working with husky rescues around the country to try to relocate those animals. Texas is not really a place for a husky. It's awfully hot, and so we're hoping to get them out of the heat and into a snowy region. A couple of rescues from up north have stepped up already, but we still need some others to come forward. Okay. The remaining 50 dogs are in our holding facility here on Grande.
Okay. The SPCA of East Texas, of course, dependent on donors for your continued operations. And if you go online or make that phone call, the information that we gave out before, you can find out how to donate. And if you donate, do you automatically start getting the newsletter? Is that how that works? I wanted to mention that because I get your newsletter and it's really helpful.
If we have an email address, you have been placed into our group, our contact group. So even without donating, if we've been able to meet you and you've shown an interest in the animals, if we have your email and you allow us to have that information, we put you into a database.
Okay.
So everyone that we've got their email gets a newsletter.
All righty. What we really want to get to right now, of course, though, is, and we talked about it a minute ago, about part of our listening area, maybe Van Zandt County and some of the counties out that way, maybe even further west for folks who can pick us up on their radios. You may not be serviced by the Tyler or the East Texas SPCA, but most of our listeners are going to be, and it is so important to keep your donations local and to support your local SPCA. What are some of the things people have to remember along that line?
Well, one of the things that I learned when I began looking for a solution in 2006 is that the SPCA is not a integrated collaboration of funding or rules or bylaws. Each SPCA is independent. They're started independently and they're supported independently. So when you Google SPCA, you're going to get a list of SPCAs, and you want to be sure that you are contacting the group that is in your area, you're supporting the group in your area. And if you are not getting assistance, maybe you're reaching out to the wrong SPCA. There's a large SPCA in Houston. There's a large SPCA in Dallas. There is a national SPCA, and that would be the ASPCA. And, of course, we're SPCA of East Texas. So our donors are what keep our doors open. And if you are donating to us, your dollars are staying right here in East Texas. And 85% of every dollar goes to the rescue and rehabilitation of the animals that we save. So it's just real important to make sure you're clicking on the right SPCA.
I think I might have a bit of a solution for this. If you aren't sure exactly which SPCA is your local SPCA. And again, most of our listeners are going to be served by SPCA East Texas. You can always call 903-596-SPCA, tell Deborah or one of the staff members or volunteers where you live, and you can probably point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. We would love to help you understand us and learn about us. We have people at the office 6 days a week willing to talk with you.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you happen to be visiting or from just slightly outside the service area of the East Texas SPCA, you again can point them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about which agency to donate money to. You also accept supplies, and I believe the Adoption Center in Longview has been helpful to you with some of that dog food, I believe. So another example of collaboration, not just in Tyler or Smith County, but around the region. And other ways to help. You can donate money, and you can do it in a very special way, and that is called becoming an SPCA East Texas Lifesaver.
That's correct. We just launched our new name of our monthly giving campaign, and we'll be promoting that going forward in a hopefully very high profile way. But you can become a monthly donor at any level, and by doing that, you're ensuring that our programs that we've been talking about this morning are able to continue. It is an expensive venture to save lives of dogs and cats that are sick and unaltered and unvaccinated. Our adoption fee of $150 covers all of those services, and we are not getting rich at the SPCA. We are looking to raise funds every day to keep these programs going. So any amount is appreciated, and you can do that on our website just with a couple of clicks and become a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm. Again, the website is spcaeastx.com. Phone number is 903-596-SPCA. And you can also navigate to the Spay-Neuter Clinic. Again, two facilities in Tyler, the adoption office where your main office is located, Spay-Neuter Clinic, and I guess actually three with the Bossert Bark Park up and going now. So you're getting around the community real well. Talk about volunteering, and if any of this interests you, we're talking about this morning as we visit with Deborah Dobbs of the SPCA of East Texas. You can become a volunteer, and it's easy to go on the website, and an application can be found there, and you can pretty much take it from that point.
That's true. Volunteering is a great way to, number one, help the SPCA and homeless pets, but also make new friends and begin to interact with people with like interests. If you're a pet lover, you're going to find lots of people in our organization that share that enthusiasm, and great friendships have formed from volunteering. We have all kinds of needs, and your commitment to our organization is determined by you. It can be a small amount of time, it can be a large amount of time, and you can pretty much pick what kind of work you want to do. We'll provide you with a list of opportunities. We have people of all ages, the very young. We do have them volunteer with a parent if they're under the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seniors, and they do great work too. Petting and holding and stroking and walking pets is something anybody can do. So we encourage you to get in touch with us and fill out an application. We'll find the right fit for you.
Okay, we're running a little short on time here, and I wish we had more time to talk about practically anything and everything we discussed this morning, but also just briefly wanted to mention you can donate pet supplies as well. That's so important. Organize a food drive at your school or workplace, distribute snippet flyers in neighborhoods with a group of friends, and the list goes on and on and on. I wanted to give you a chance to mention a couple of events that are coming up, and you have one that is happening on March 28th, and it's the kickoff of Pooches on the Patio season. That's going to be a big one for
you. That's correct, John. We're very excited. This will be our third year to have Pooches on the Patio. Once we worked with the City of Tyler to allow pets to come onto patios, we now have a regular event each year kicking off in the spring. So March 28th will be at Manny's Restaurant, and you can bring your pet and meet other people and other pet lovers and enjoy a nice evening of food and drink. And a percentage of that will go to the donation fund that we have requested them to support. So we appreciate Manny's greatly for that.
Yeah, that's a newer restaurant. A lot of people already aware of it, but it's at 5th and Beckham in the big shopping center there, in case you're wondering where that happens. So all that is going on March 28th, the kickoff of Pooches on the Patio. And then on March 30th, a couple of days later, another rabies and microchip event. It's going to be at Natural Grocers on South Broadway on Saturday, March 30th.
That's right. From 10 to 2, you can come with your pets and have receive a rabies vaccination for $10 and a microchip for $5, which is greatly reduced from the normal prices. Microchipping your animal is, they don't even realize you've done it. it's not painful. I struggled with it initially myself, but it's a tiny, tiny little device that's inserted under the skin, and typically the animal doesn't even realize when you've done it. This will ensure that your pet gets home. If it's ever lost, the first thing an agency or an animal control officer does is scan.
Okay, and that's coming up at the microchip event on March 30th at Natural Grocers. Briefly, and we are running out of time, we want to mention to kind of pencil in Dogtoberfest, which is your big event coming up in October, I believe. I'm sure we'll be getting more information about that as we move through the year. But we are out of time, and again, Deborah Dobbs with the SPCA of East Texas. Thanks so much for coming in and getting us up to speed this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Deborah Dobbs of the SPCA of East Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.